This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Adore Udoji is away. There are now over 800,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and of those 300,000 have been diagnosed with PTSD. That's half of these veterans have had professional help, and there are now over 800,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and PTSD is a significant health problem. And here to talk about interesting technology that's being used to treat it and the sort of broad sense of how long we're going to be dealing with the implications of that many people with PTSD coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan is Dr. Michael Kramer, a clinical psychologist at the Veterans Administration Hospital right here in Manhattan. He's here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Michael Kramer.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, you know, you're using some novel techniques to try to treat people with PTSD. And remind people, what does that acronym stand for again?
VRET is the acronym.
Let's start with PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's from battlefield experiences that resonate long after the actual experience.
It could be combat experiences. It's not limited to only combat experiences, but to traumatic experiences, generally speaking. But we treat combat veterans at the VA.
And the second acronym that you tantalizingly mentioned there?
VRET stands for virtual reality exposure therapy. And I believe that's probably the new technology you were referring to
in
the introduction.
In fact, virtual reality means that you allow people to remain as a kind of a digital halfway house in their combat situation to wean them away from the violence or to revisit it in some way. Explain how the technology works.
It's primarily to revisit it with the goal of helping combat veterans in this particular case learn to process, deal with, and basically move on from the traumatic experiences that they may have had in combat.
What impact does it have that traditional therapies don't?
At base, it is a traditional therapy. Exposure therapy for PTSD has been around for some time now and has been considered the standard treatment for post-traumatic stress for quite some time.
But it's more talk-based.
The kind of exposure therapies that we were using previously before virtual reality were all talk-based. We would ask the trauma survivor to use their imagination and their memory to go back and revisit a particular trauma that they may have been through in great detail, with the goal being the more they can face it, the more they can learn how to adjust and adapt to the anxiety and distress that comes with those memories, the more they'd be able to move past those memories and not have them be so affecting in their life.
Now, does virtual reality therapy reduce the time it takes for those soldiers to actually be comfortable going back in some way?
Going back to
revisit the experience that is producing the PTSD. In other words, does it make it easier for them to revisit or remove some sort of obstacle?
Yes, it does for some. It's a high technology therapy, and we've found, as we hoped we would find, that some of the younger returning Iraq and Afghanistan vets who are more familiar with that kind of technology and computer monitors and the like are more comfortable for them.
I mean, combat soldiers are very familiar with simulation, either in training or just their own gaming and digital gadgets that they bring with them to the battlefield.
That is definitely true, more true for the younger vets. Remember, we have a lot of older vets and older Reserve and National Guard members that are going into combat in this particular conflict, and for some of them, the technology is still a little foreign to them.
Well, aside from the technology, the scale of the PTSD problem as a health matter that we're going to be dealing with for quite a while is something I want to discuss with you. Stay with us. Dr. Michael Kramer is a clinical psychologist at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Manhattan. We're talking about technological solutions to PTSD and the broad epidemiological implications of 800,000 soldiers diagnosed potentially. Good morning, everyone. With us is Michael Kramer, a clinical psychologist at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Manhattan, who oversaw the introduction of Virtual Iraq, a virtual reality tool for treating PTSD. And I should remind you that 300,000 soldiers of the 800,000 Iraq and Afghanistan returning veterans have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Michael Kramer, how big a number is that, 300,000 with PTSD?
That's a big number. It's not completely surprising number, but it's a big number.
And only half of these veterans have had professional help. What does that mean?
It means many things. It means it's difficult for vets to come in and ask for help. It means that some that choose to come in for help have a difficult time navigating the system. It means that the system itself takes some time to gear up for the influx of the returning veterans, which I think the VA happens to be doing a very good job of. But it's hard to keep track with all of those numbers. And it's also hard to keep track with those numbers in the context of so many of these Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are doing multiple tours.
Right.
And so you will have people returning from a combat zone with problems such as post-traumatic stress who are under the gun of potentially going back. And how you treat post-traumatic stress disorders in that context changes the game a little bit also.
You know, and what's interesting to me is that this is a much more complex problem and a much larger scale problem than the big scandal at Walter Reed where they found, you know, veterans weren't getting the right treatment and facilities were sort of disgusting and in a state of disrepair. I mean, in many ways, as significant as that was, this may be way more significant.
I would agree.
Really. Let's talk about the nature of the injuries. I mean, PTSD is sort of the beginning of the chain of cognitive and mental illnesses that maybe come out of Iraq and Afghanistan, which can range everything from, you know, PTSD in its standard form to blast injuries that have a strange sort of cognitive problems for people that are very, very difficult to measure, all the way to traumatic brain injury, where you do have people with serious skull fractures and right. major permanent disabilities. How difficult is it for you to isolate PTSD from some of these other things?
It's difficult at times. PTSD in a combat situation sometimes by definition comes with some sort of blast, some sort of brain injury. So the symptoms oftentimes mirror each other. And so it's not always easy to separate it out. You do, at the VA now we're doing thorough traumatic brain injury evaluations for any veteran who answers questions that may indicate they were in any kind of situation where they could have suffered head injury.
And so that represents a change. That wasn't done at the very beginning. That really sort of came as you began to see these numbers increase.
That's exactly right. One of the consequences of modern warfare is that more people survive. Because of equipment, et cetera, which is, of course, a good thing. But one of the consequences is more people come home with significant injuries, injuries that they may not have made it back from the battlefield for previously.
So the VA has to be a large-scale sort of health facility to deal with the thousands and thousands of people with these kinds of problems. But it also has to be a research facility because for this very reason you described, you're on the cutting edge of research into disorders that we don't fully understand.
This is true. That's been the traditional role of the VA. The VA played a significant role in many ways with the development of the field of clinical psychology using veterans coming back from World War II. It unfortunately presents an opportunity for places like the VA to do research and find more cutting-edge treatments for these kinds of conditions because this is what we see coming out of war.
Well, speaking of cutting-edge, virtual reality. Describe a situation, a breakthrough, a moment that really sticks out in your mind as a young soldier dealing with some very serious issues, straps themselves into your virtual reality system mm-hmm. and goes from playing a video game to having a very important sort of personal moment reflecting on a battle that happened long ago.
Sure. Virtual Iraq is the program we're primarily using for the Iraq veterans, and there are two different scenarios that we could place the veteran in using this equipment, and one is a convoy Humvee kind of scenario, which
right.
just about any Iraq combat veteran would be familiar with. It's the entry into the country, so anyone going into Iraq has been in that kind of scenario. Some veterans have been more in street combat operation scenario. So we have another scenario that covers those kinds of scenes and sounds and smells, and we can recreate those situations to match
and
the experience
of
the
veteran. And the vets respond to that matching. They go, whoa, this is real.
Sometimes they go, whoa, this is real. That's absolutely right. Very rarely do veterans get caught up in believing they are actually back in Iraq in the sense of a flashback kind of experience
right.
where they get fooled into thinking we are back in Iraq. It's pretty clear that you're in a therapy situation, and as much as we try to present stimuli that will really evoke what the original traumatic experience was like, it still remains a therapeutic experience and one where the vets feel, you know, for the most part, pretty confident that they're safe. But that said, it's pretty sophisticated equipment, and we can recreate a lot of visual scenes, certainly a lot of auditory scenes, the sounds of gunfire, the sounds of explosions, which were digitally recreated from the actual weapons.
Any soldiers give you the impression they want to stay there?
To stay in Iraq?
In the virtual reality?
Very rarely. It's a very challenging treatment. It's designed in some ways to raise distress levels.
Right.
It's designed to do it in a controlled therapeutic way so that the trauma survivor can feel that they can manage the strong emotions that come with the memories. And that's really the point of the treatment, is to help them learn that they can overcome the emotional experience that comes with the memory and the reminders.
They promise for 300,000 who have been diagnosed with PTSD, and you're right at the sort of tip of the spear, if I may use an overused cliche. Michael Kramer, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Kramer is a clinical psychologist at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Manhattan, dealing with virtual reality as a tool for helping the 300,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who have been diagnosed with PTSD.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.